fast, it's Rush. Tune in to Toledo's Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Yeah. Hanging out with you on a Tuesday in the 419 in the TOLOHIO. That's us right here doing our thing live and local. Sunny, breezy, slight chance of a shower today. Maybe a thunderstorm by the evening. High of 80, 62 at the last check. Might be, I had beans last night. Hot dogs and beans, man. Is anything better than that? I don't think so. The boy grilled him out, teaching the boy, you know, to know his way around a grill.
Oh, so good. Yeah, life lesson there.
Yeah, anyway, and the beans, you know, they get to you. 62 at the last check here at the Cumulus Compound.
The drip pan.
In South Toledo. Yeah, it could blow up. Yeah, I haven't done that. That's when I know it's time to clean it when it catches on fire. That's why. Yeah. I got to clean that. First off, let me call 911 for the fire department to come to put the fire. Yeah, there you go. Pardon me. 419-240-1055 to play along on the show. Susie has some food we're going to try here shortly.
Yes, let me know when it's time.
Well, this segment, so you get those ready. Tell everybody what we're going to be sampling here.
Hold on.
Key lime pie Oreos.
There it is.
Where do you find these things?
This is the grocery store. I only focus on the limited edition Oreos.
Oh, because
you can get red velvet Oreos and cinnamon type Oreos. But those are here to save. But I just buy the limited edition. So we know, hurry up and stack up or...
Look at a smile on Paul's face.
I know, but I'm not quite sure about this one. I feel like I need a double stuff to wash it down.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're 65 now.
And that's not a chocolate cookie crust. That's like the golden yellow, like a graham
cracker. Yeah, it's like a graham cracker.
Key lime pie.
So pass around.
That reminds me. I'm going to grab my, call my grandma later.
Two cookies per serving.
140 calories.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
All right. So we'll pass around, you work on that. TV tonight. You got America's Got Talent, 8 o'clock auditions, NBC. World of Dance, 10 o'clock, NBC. Speaking of NBC, get out your calendars. They've now announced when their fall TV shows are going to premiere, including The Voice, including This Is Us. So Monday, September 25th, 8 o'clock is The Voice.
Oh, I can remember that. It's Jake's birthday. Perfect.
Okay. Tuesday, September 26th, 8 o'clock, The Voice, followed by 9 o'clock, This Is Us.
Tuesdays. Okay.
Tuesday, September 26th.
You should still write it down.
Same night, same time, 9 o'clock. I have not watched the final episode yet, but I'm going to watch it probably maybe today if I have time or tomorrow, but I definitely want to watch it before the weekend. And then 10 o'clock, Law & Order, True Crime, The Menendez Murders.
Ooh.
That could be a big, big show to watch. And then Wednesday, 8 o'clock, The Voice. Three nights in a row, kicking it all off. And then Thursday, September 28th, the reboot of Will and Grace.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm very curious to see how that does. The reboot of Will and Grace.
I bet it'll be very good. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, probably the first show, and then that'll be it.
No, I bet
just like the Muppets,
a better chance than others.
I like the Muppets.
The Muppets did so good. The first three shows were so funny, and then it
You know what they needed? They needed gay Muppets. Then it would have worked.
Then it would have been all right.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
I thought they kind of were anyway. Oh well.
Speaking of that, Just John's coming to my disco party, isn't he?
Who is?
Just John.
Yes.
Oh.
Just John.
Yeah. Just John.
Yeah.
All right. We haven't heard from him in a while. All right. Awesome. All right. Oh my gosh, he smells so
smell
good.
They smell. Sure. Smell.
Where's the Facebook Live? Is it on
it's
me?
On you.
All right. Here we go. Facebook Live, people. Brought to you by Castillo Funeral Home. Visit CelebrateLifeToledo.com. Here we go. Oh man. Oh my misophonia! Stop it.
Can you hear me chewing?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Ooh, I like.
It sounds like a jackhammer.
I'm just licking the lime, and I like it. It's tart.
There's your phrase at pace. I'm just licking the lime, and I like it.
Uh-huh.
It's tart.
Mm-hmm.
You want to add that?
I'm not sure about that.
I'm just licking the lime, and I like it. Oh, these are great, Susie.
Wow.
I'm not a key lime pie fan.
I could see. Yeah, I can see it working.
I'm going to kill you.
Is that a legitimate key lime flavor, do you think? Or do you think it's really doctored up?
Oh, no, it's doctored up. There's a lot of chemicals in
there. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. It still tastes like tastes like a tart Oreo, a slightly tart Oreo. Well, no, vanilla Oreo. It tastes like a slightly tart vanilla Oreo.
You can't have more than two, though.
Mm. Oh, uh-uh.
Then they get nasty, I would think, because there's a lot of chemicals in these things.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Thumbs up.
I'm not sure. I like
thumbs
them.
Thumbs down. Thumbs up.
Look on the ingredients and see if you have anything in there that says the word lime.
And does it have anything that has a skull and crossbones on it?
All right, yeah, because
I'm pretty sure the green color isn't.
You know,
really
the funny part is I don't mind that yellow cookie once in a while. I mean, I like the regular Oreos, but that
yeah,
yellow
the,
once in a while.
The vanilla cookie. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got sugar.
Really?
Unbleached, enriched flour, wheat, niacin, reduced iron, thiamine, something else, monitrate, vitamin B1. Riboflavin, which is like in everything, vitamin B2, folic acid, palm and or canola oil.
And or. No, no, no.
That's right. What it says. Grain wheat flour, fructose corn syrup, salt, baking soda, natural flavor, citric acid.
I'm not hearing. Oh, the citric acid.
Caramel color, soy lecithin, artificial flavor, yellow something. Nothing says anything. No, the word lime is not in here.
Oh, boy.
Or key.
Or the word key. There's no lime, there's no key.
So two of us like it, two of us don't.
21 grams of carbs in two of these cookies. Total fat, 7. But they're good.
Yeah,
see, it's
they're
in
good.
Moderation, man.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
There you go. Give them to Paul.
If nope, you, we're good. Thank
yeah,
you.
If you like tart things, you'll probably enjoy these.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of nice. All right, there you go. We tested it, so now you've got our approval if you want to try it.
There it is.
Okay, Trisha had a road rage incident yesterday.
Oh. And it was almost me.
And by the way, remember the phrase at pace. What is it, Susan?
I don't know.
I licked the line.
Didn't you write it down?
I just wrote down.
Oh, you were writing it down while
well,
I was saying it.
Well, at 8:49. We'll have to get it through. You know,
I licked the lime.
I licked the lime and I liked it.
And I liked it. And
it's tart.
It was tart.
I liked it.
The tart. You don't have to do the tart. I licked the lime and I liked it. I think that's what it was. That's close enough.
We'll break it down.
Anyway, because some disco party tickets. Sold out party Friday night downtown Hensville. It's going to be awesome.
Can I get a couple pair? Can I get a pair?
No, shut up.
Bad aftertaste.
Yeah, it's bad aftertaste.
Would you burp it?
That's why I'm drinking coffee.
Yeah, no.
Well, those are all the chemicals.
Yeah, no.
What do you mean, no? You're on board.
By the way.
I'm not on board. I take my vote away.
Oh,
I don't like the aftertaste.
3-1.
No, it's...
You can't change.
You can't change your vote.
I'm changing, mister. I'm jumping off your ship.
Don't listen to her.
Yeah.
You're the phrase of pitch. I like the lime. No.
I like the lime.
I like the lime and I like it.
I spelled licked wrong.
That's all right, Paul.
Shocker.
Just as long as you get it right.
Anyway, my road rage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Driving down the... Can I do it now?
Give her a radio tease, like the highlights.
No, we got a break.
Okay.
All right, just give us a little bit.
No,
break. Just give me just a quick tease.
I can't, you'll tease, okay.
Did you...
It happened on the Anthony Wayne Trail at 50 miles an hour. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So far, Daredevil.
Did it come close to blows?
Fisticuffs?
I won't tell you until we come
Trisha
back.
Trisha could have blown.
All right, there you go. All right, so there's your little radio tease. So we'll come back with the full report. But first, Denny Shape for Dr. Frankel. Oh, I need to go get a teeth cleaning after all those chemicals from those yummy cookies. Did you know that losing a tooth can change the entire structure of your face? When you lose a tooth, the area of your mouth remains vacant. Over time, your other teeth will start to shift, leaving that space subject to erosion, additional loss of teeth, and bone loss throughout your jaw. Thankfully, Dr. Frankel can fix this problem with bone grafts. If you're missing a tooth and are concerned about bone loss, call Frankel Dentistry today. You know, I got an implant over here, and he said, oh, dude, we got to get that fixed, because if not, all your other teeth are going to start moving in on
you're
it.
You're going to have erosion.
Yes, erosion. And I'm like, yeah, you're absolutely right. Let's get this thing done. And he knocked it out and nailed it, and it's absolutely awesome. So I don't know what you're doing with your crappy dentist. My dentist is the best. Weeknight appointments, weekend appointments, same-day crowns, flat-screen TVs in every room, massages sometimes in the waiting room. And they really, truly care about you. You become part of their dental family. In Toledo, it's 419-474-9611, 474-9611. In Maumee, it's 419-893-0221, 893-0221. When you call Dr. Frankel, who, by the way, will